Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Manila, and I wanted to quickly explain to you 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 21 through 24. This is the story of when the Amalekites took all the supplies from David and his 600 men. And what the Bible says in 1 Samuel 30, verse 21, "And David came to the 200 men which were so faint that they could not follow David, who they had made also to abide at the brook Besor." Now there's 200 of these 600 men that are too faint to go to the battle. They don't have the energy. They don't have the ability to go to the battle. And then the Bible says in the next verse, "Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial of those that went with David and said, because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered." And so that you have the men of Belial, the children of the devil, the wicked false prophets, the reprobates, these people are saying, you know what? We shouldn't give them anything because they didn't go and fight the battle. We're not going to give them the supplies. We're just going to keep it for the 400 men. Now, this is what David's response is. He says, you know, "You shall not do so, my brethren." He doesn't realize that they're false prophets, but he says, "You shall not do so." But what he says in verse 24 is this: "For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stuff. They shall part alike." And what he says is that, no, everybody's going to get an equal share. The 400 that went to the battle and the 200 that were too faint to go to the battle that just stayed and kept, made sure the stuff was taken care of. Now, these verses were preached from Garrett Kirchway at the prophecy conference, and he preached a sermon on soul winning. Now, during the prophecy conference, you'd expect the soul winning sermon to be the one to really motivate you to go soul winning, but it actually did the exact opposite, because he preached something very bizarre, where he said in it that, you know, in a church, if you're someone who doesn't go soul winning, you get just as many rewards as someone who does go soul winning. He says, you know, he used a story and he says, your part shall be alike whether you go to the battle or whether you stay behind. Everybody in a church gets an equal amount of rewards. Now, this is a truly bizarre teaching, because throughout the Bible, it talks about being rewarded for your own personal work and labor that you do. So it's completely wrong what he said. And I remember when I first heard it, I was just like, what in the world is he talking about? That's completely not what the Bible teaches. But you know, there's actually a really important truth that's told in this story, because we shouldn't form our doctrine just based on stories. But you know, the symbolism in the Bible is just amazing, and oftentimes it can help really illustrate things for us really well. And because he preached something really bizarre, he missed the great illustrations here. You see, there were 600 men that were there, and 400 went to the battle, and 200 stayed behind. Now, the 200 stayed behind because they were too faint to go to the battle. Now, when you look at a church, you know, there's people that don't go soul winning because they just choose not to, because they're lazy. And look, you know, in the story, these people weren't lazy. They were too faint to go. They didn't have the ability to go. But you know what that shows us is this, because God talks also not about being rewarded for your work, but also about for your heart. And you have to do things for the right reason. God can actually look down at the heart. It says, "Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." And you have to realize that as much as we preach, and as much as I preach about how you need to be soul winning, you need to be out there every week, you need to be zealously knocking the doors. If you're not soul winning, you're not right with God. There are some exceptions to that, though. You see, there are certain people that are elderly, or they don't have the greatest health. And the truth is, they are too faint for the battle. And some of those people, they really want to go to the battle. They want to go soul winning, but they don't have the ability. And the reason why is they just either haven't been blessed with health, or they've aged a little bit. They just don't have that ability. And look, you have to understand that, you know what? Their part's going to be the same as mine or yours or anyone who's a soul winner if they have just as much of a love for that as we do. Because God can actually look down at the heart, and they can be rewarded even though they didn't have the ability to go. Obviously, when you're, you know, 20 years old, you might be in a little bit better shape than someone who's 70 or 80 years old. Once you start getting older, your health might start to fail you. But you know, there's also a couple other applications. You could look at someone who's maybe really busy in their life, maybe a stay-at-home mom who's raising 5 kids. Look, she's not going to be able to go out soul winning 5 times a week. Like, you know, a single guy's going to be able to, or a single girl. And so to think that she has to be going out soul winning as much as you, if you're a single person, that's a little bit ridiculous. You know, we ought to worry about ourselves rather than worrying about someone else. There's certain people too, maybe kids that get saved, and they want to be in church. They want to serve the Lord, but their parents will not allow them to. And you know, God can actually look down at the heart and look at these people and say, wow, they really want to be involved in the battle. They're just as motivated. They're just as zealous, but they're just not capable of doing it. So what are some takeaways from this? Well, one takeaway we have is this. If you are someone who's been blessed with the ability to go soul winning a lot and to be very zealous about it and you have good health, you know, use that while you have the opportunity. There may come a day when your health does fail you one day. There may come a day when you start to get older and you start having kids and a family and you don't have as much time to go soul winning. So if you have the time now, use it to the best of your ability. But the other great application is for maybe you that are out there and you don't have the ability to go soul winning, maybe as much as some other people. Look, I don't believe that God has you here for no reason whatsoever. I believe that if you're here still on earth, He has a purpose for you. And so I would encourage you to just say, you know, if you can, get really involved in church and see how you can be a blessing to a great Bible-believing, independent, fundamental Baptist church. And, you know, pray to God that God would open up doors for you, that maybe you don't have the energy to go out soul winning for hours like some other people have, but God can still use you in a big way. And, you know, it's very important for you to find out what is that way, because you don't want to just be here just kind of like sitting around the rest of your life. You want to do something with your life. And so, you know, if you don't have the ability to go soul winning maybe as much as other people, you know, pray to God about how He can open up opportunities for you and you can still serve the Lord very zealously and be a great benefit for the cause of Christ and be a blessing to your church. Anyways, I hope that was an encouragement to you. Thank you and God bless.